Hello, welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith. I'm with GoPro Management Incorporated, a consultancy in Needham, Massachusetts. In this show, we're going to discuss the topic of I'm using Agile development, so I don't need test design. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started with I'm using Agile development, so I don't need test design. So, those of you who are familiar with Agile development, you know that there are several flavors of it. I'm going to refer to the version called Extreme Programming, because that's the one that's most pertinent to the software development and testing process itself. And we know that Agile is widely regarded, it's widely used. A lot of organizations have found it to be very valuable. And Agile has a number of key principles. One of those is that it doesn't invest in a lot of documentation. That the Agile Manifesto says, instead of spending time creating documentation, spend your time creating things that are usable, the usable products, in this case, functioning code. And there's a lot to be said for that. But there's also some other views. There are also some other perspectives that I think you need to take into account. Agile development also has, it breaks systems into smaller pieces. It develops typically in what are called sprints based upon what's called a user story, which is provided by a user or business person who is an active member of the Agile team, project team, along with two or more developers. Historically or classically, an Agile team consists of, at a minimum, two developers and a user representative. There is no tester or QA person, there is no project manager. Increasingly, organizations have found that some of the project teams, the Agile project teams, do benefit from people with more project management skills and more quality and testing skills. But very often, Agile and extreme programming rely on the developers and the user representative to do all of the quality and testing activities. And to be fair, Agile does a number of things that help reduce defects, that help reduce problems. One of those is that it works on very small pieces at a time. A central concept of project management is that the way that you reduce complexity, and complexity leads to risk, is that you break things into smaller pieces. Agile carves out a small piece of functionality and works on developing it, using, in this instance, extreme programming techniques, for instance. And so it works on creating and implementing functioning code, working code. Here's a piece, there's a piece, and it works and delivers functioning code. The techniques that extreme programming uses include several proven testing techniques. They include what's called pair programming. That is, you remember I said that the Agile team includes two or more developers. The two developers work together as a team. And so when one writes something, the other reviews it. It's often known as buddy checking. Okay? It's a proven technique. Their review is a very powerful way to catch problems in economically. So pair programming, that extra set of eyes, helps catch problems before they become bigger problems, helps catch problems as the code is being written. That's a very valuable technique. Perhaps the technique that extreme programming is most famous for is called test-first development. Test-first development says that the developer, before the developer writes the program code, the developer writes tests. And they're written in an automated fashion, so they can be executed in an automated fashion. And so the developer writes a set of tests that, and then writes the code. And when the code can pass that set of tests, then the code is deemed to be working correctly. The third type of testing that extreme programming uses is what's called, in their world, acceptance testing. And the acceptance tests are actually more like integration tests. They're written typically more by the user representative, and they're describing how to test a bigger piece of functionality. Okay. That bigger piece of functionality could still be relatively small, however. Okay. And so what happens is that the pair programming helps cut down on the creation of errors. The test-first design, the tests are written and then the code is written to pass the tests. So one of the benefits is that whereas a lot of traditional developers don't do much in the way of testing their code, the test-first development assures that there is some testing. And this is really unit testing. It's tightly coupled with the code that the developer is writing. And then that code, which has been reviewed and unit tested, okay, is then tested in conjunction often with other small pieces of code with the acceptance tests to demonstrate that some kind of a meaningful business function is being carried out from its beginning to its end. Together, these three testing techniques can make agile development much more effective than the way that a lot of organizations traditionally developed and tested code. And so this is really good. Okay? But there are some other issues that you need to be conscious of. One of them is that agile carries with it the curse of being a new methodology. And very often, new methodologies tend to be treated somewhat religiously. And so new methodologies get treated religiously, and it sort of causes the people who use those methodologies not to be open to additional ideas. Okay? And one of those additional ideas is the concept of proactive test design. So let's go back and examine some of the premises. The pair programming is helpful. I think that's a wonderful technique. Problem is that one of the issues is that we know from years of examining software development that coding is not the biggest source of errors. Design is the biggest source of errors. Extreme programming doesn't have a whole lot of conscious design. When the design is not conscious, that doesn't mean the errors don't occur. It just means that they're less likely to be visible. So test design techniques, proactive testing test design techniques, among other things, help catch errors in design, and most of the errors in design actually come from errors in requirements. Extreme programming assumes that because a user has said, here's my requirement, that it must be the real requirement. In fact, because extreme programming is actually driven by and from the perspective of the programmers, it's very common that even though the user is involved, that the user's mindset is actually shifting away from the business requirements to the product requirements. They're providing features that they assume will give them the value they need. And oftentimes those presumptions are not accurate. Okay. So what happens is that mistakes of design, mistakes of requirements are unlikely to be detected by traditional agile development, and in fact get buried and hidden by what's called refactoring, which is a buzzword for rework, but it's not considered rework. Another issue, the test-first development, writing the tests, that's good, but consider how those tests are probably created. They're created by developers. And I don't have to tell you that developers, regardless of how much attention they give, tend not to think like testers. Okay? And so the tests that a developer creates are probably not going to be nearly as thorough as they ought to be. Also, even though the developer is creating those tests before they write the executable code, those tests are very likely to be written by the developer who's already figured out in his or her mind what the program is going to be like, and then simply writes tests that demonstrate that the code is written the way they expect to write it. Okay? And the acceptance tests, as I said, are often simply integration tests, and often written from the perspective of how the system is built rather than truly from a business perspective, even though they're coming often from a user. When we do proactive testing and proactive test design and reusable test designs, what happens is that the reusable test designs identify dozens of test conditions that a developer ordinarily wouldn't have thought of. Okay? Now, if the developer had that reusable test design to guide the development in the first place, they would be much more likely to prevent defects that they're not even conscious of, the ones that they don't catch with their test-first development. And many of those defects that they catch would be defects that were in the designs, largely because they weren't doing the designs. Okay? And proactive testing, reusable test designs come in small, medium, and large. And so we can have business function reusable test designs that frankly are probably going to be more thorough than the acceptance tests, which might be a subset of them. And so taken together, I think you'll find that proactive testing, reusable test design can dramatically improve the number and adequacy of Agile's tests. It can put Agile development on steroids. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. Thanks, and see you soon.